The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports, presents Sharing the Victory. Today you'll hear from Tim Tebow, quarterback of the national champion Florida Gators, and Florida State head football coach Bobby Bowden. And you'll hear an important message from FCA president Les Steckel. It's time to get today's program underway. Here's the host of Sharing the Victory, University of Nebraska assistant football coach Ron Brown.
Welcome to Sharing the Victory, FCA's national radio program. I have to admit, I have mixed emotions today. We've got a great program ahead, but it'll also be our last program. We're going to talk to you more about that later in the show. Our first guest is Tim Tebow, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, the great quarterback for the Florida Gators, who won the national championship. Our own Tom Rogerberg recently had the opportunity to visit with Tim Tebow. Here's that interview.
You must be the busiest college student in America. I mean, just this spring alone, you've had shoulder surgery, rehab, spring practice, classwork, I hope, spring break, ministering in the Philippines, I understand, and many, many hundreds of speaking and media requests, et cetera, et cetera. Yet whenever we see you on TV, there's always a huge smile on your face. I think I know where that comes from, but why don't you tell me?
Well, absolutely. You know what? I have a lot to be grateful for, and I am extremely blessed. One, to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, which is the most important thing, and it's why we have hope for tomorrow, and you know that's a lot to be thankful for, and that's a good reason to smile.
Tim, you already won a Heisman Trophy, a Maxwell Award, a Sullivan Award, a Davey O'Brien Award, dozens of others, plus two national championships. A lot of people thought you would be coming out and going right to the NFL, but why did you return this year for your senior year?
Well, it was for several reasons, but when me, my mom and dad, and Coach Meyer sat down to talk about it, it really came down to a few things, and that was that, you know, most people, they would, you know, choose to go, but I wanted to be a little bit different. I wanted to be loyal to the University of Florida. I wanted to finish what I started, and, you know, I wanted to be loyal to Coach Meyer, to my teammates, and to all the Gator fans for what they have given me in support, and I wanted to support them back by coming back for my final year. And my platform is really great at the University of Florida. Through being a quarterback there and through the success that our team has had, you know, I'm blessed with a platform and opportunity to influence a lot of lives and really help a lot of people. So I really am thankful for that and wanted to take advantage of that one more year.
We're talking with Tim Tebow, the outstanding quarterback for the Florida Gators. Tim, there are reports that many millions of people Googled John 3:16 after the national championship game. That's a phenomenal response to that eye black message that you wore. Was that one of the deciding factors in your returning as well?
We saw the impact that that had, and you know, I said, hey, why leave this? You know, you have a great thing going here, and let's just stick it out one more year. And, you know, that was just an amazing thing and something that I didn't even know was going to happen. It was just, you know, something that God put on my heart, just wished to John 3:16 for the game, and it just turned out to be a pretty cool thing.
You're such a strong role model yourself, a spiritual role model. But who are some of your own spiritual role models for you?
Well, one person for me growing up was Danny Werfel. Not even for how he played on the field, but really how he handled himself off the field. And that was a great thing for a six-year-old boy to see, someone who was humble, someone who could handle victory but could also handle defeat. And he was someone that he really looked up to and saw someone do it the right way. So I said, you know, if he can do it the right way, I'm going to try to do it the right way.
Tim, after the Gators' lone loss in 2008, you promised that you would work harder than any other player in the nation, that your team would work harder, and that you would be the best team thereafter. And you were. You won the national championship and all. How did Christ factor into your work ethic and leadership last season?
He's in everything that I do, especially in that, because not only am I playing for Coach Meyer, for the University of Florida, for my family, for my team, but also for Jesus Christ. And everything you do, do wholeheartedly unto the Lord. And that's what I try to do every time. And I think when people see the work ethic, or that determination, that passion that I have, they're going to say, you know, what drives you? What is that? Well, that's my relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's always, you know, been my goal, for someone to see that different about me. And that's my relationship with Jesus Christ. That's Him living within me. And that's just really what's always fueled me the most.
You've chosen to honor Jesus Christ by putting Philippians 4:13 and John 3:16 on your eye black. Are those your favorite Bible verses, or is there something else?
They are. They've really always been my two favorite, but I thought, you know, Philippians 4:13 is more applicable. People might be able to get it, you know, better, understand that when they read it. So I put that under my eyes for the whole season. But then, you know, when national championship time came, I just felt really called to put John 3:16 under my eyes, because, you know, when people look up that, they're going to see the essence of the gospel and, you know, how they can have salvation. And I just, you know, prayed that a lot of people would see that and, you know, come to know Christ.
Absolutely. Now, what have you learned about the world and about yourself when you've been speaking to prisoners and at orphanages and all?
That the world is a very needy place, that there's a lot of people out there who need hope. They need a reason for tomorrow. And, you know, I'm so blessed because I have that. I have this relationship with Jesus Christ, and I know where my tomorrow is. You know, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And in that, there's hope, and in that, there's a reason to share with people and share with people who need that hope and are just seeking to find that hope, and that's something that we can go share with them.
You've been so involved with FCA. How has FCA impacted you personally, and is that through camps or campuses?
Well, a lot of different places. Through my family, which has always been heavily involved in FCA, starting with my dad to now my brother, but also growing up and giving me sort of a platform and an opportunity to say, hey guys, come on, let's go to this, or let's do this for FCA, and people are more inclined to want to come because it's FCA. Okay, athletes are going to be there, it'll be cool. So it's really given me an opportunity to influence a lot of guys and bring a lot of guys on, because it was under FCA, and I'm really thankful for that. And still to this day, guys might not come to church with me, but they can come to FCA, so it's great.
Thanks, Tom. That was a great interview. I love that Tim Tebow. And there's another guy I love who happens to live in Florida at a rival school from the University of Florida, and that is Florida State head football coach Bobby Bowden, a colorful man who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. Check him out.
Here's a quick hit from basketball legend David Robinson.
Once I got saved, it was a mission. It was a calling. I realized, hey, this is not about me. You know, he's put me in this position for a reason. So when I walked into the locker room after I got saved, I saw the locker room as a place of ministry. It was, you know, every one of these guys in this locker room was my responsibility to encourage and to be a brother to and to be a friend to.
Quick hit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. At the start of the game, everyone wants to win.
Okay, let's get them on three. One, two, three, team!
In the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, everyone's a winner. Whether you're an athlete, coach, donor, or volunteer, you can help put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. Join FCA and stand in the winner's circle.
And that's the end of the game.
No matter what the scoreboard says. Learn more at FCA.org. You can receive the free Daily Impact Play devotional directly in your inbox by signing up at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
One of the all-time great coaches in the history of any sport in this nation is Bobby Bowden, the head football coach at Florida State University. Coach Bowden, it is always a pleasure to have you on.
Ron, it's good to talk to you.
Well, Coach, you're one of the most renowned leaders in of any profession in this country. 56 years at anything is ready for the Guinness Book of World Records, it seems like. That's a long time. But, Coach, I've heard one person define leadership as the ability to solve problems. I know that's not the essence of – that is part of leadership. It's not all of leadership.
Yeah, that's
but
big, though.
You've had to solve a lot of problems. You know, you've had some difficult things that have happened to you personally – family situations, but you've also had to go through issues with players on your team, NCAA rules situations. How do you handle the ups and downs? I mean, not only the national championships, but the low points.
Yeah.
I mean, what keeps you going through all of that?
Well, you know, I think, again, that's where your faith can really help you. You know, if you have a belief in a higher being and realize that God is in control and keep things in perspective and realize this is going to happen. It's going to happen to us. It's going to happen to others. You know what? And I think you're correct. I think a leader must be able to solve problems. And if he can't, he ain't going to be a leader. I mean, usually the CEOs and the presidents are guys that know how, or at least have to solve the problems. You know what? And I do a lot of praying. You know what? I do a lot of praying, man, asking God to give me wisdom that I do the right thing. You know what? And then formulate a plan of what needs to be done or what you can do. Because a lot of times you can't do a doggone thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But formulate what you can do, and then go ahead and do it.
We're talking to Bobby Bowden, the head football coach at Florida State University. Talk to us a little bit, Coach, about just the grace that you've had to extend to people around you when things don't always go right. What's your thought process through that?
Well, now you can see through my thinking of giving second chances, you can see me trying to be a Christian, you know. I mean, Jesus forgave many people. Mm-hmm. Christians forgive other people. And so I've always used that principle wherever I've coached. Mm-hmm. I feel like these young men, that they're going to be like I was when I was in college, when I was young, that I was going to make mistakes, and thank goodness somebody gave me another chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Ron, as you know, being a coach of this many guys, you can't do that forever. I mean, I can't let a guy do wrong and then wrong and then wrong and then wrong. I'd be willing to forgive him for that, but you got 85 other guys watching to see what you're going to do.
Right.
So my boys know, and their parents know, I'm going to do everything I can to save your son, to keep your son in school. And here's what people don't understand, Ron, because I've got the reputation of being too lenient.
Hmm.
They think just because I don't kick them off a team, I don't do nothing. Uh-huh. Well, I do something. I punish them, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of ways to discipline a young man rather than kick him off the team. You can take away his food. You say, okay, you pay for your food, or you pay for your housing, or I'll see you at 6 o'clock in the morning. This week we're going to run up down those stadium steps every morning at 6 o'clock. But there are other ways to discipline the kids, which I will do if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, occasionally, as you hinted at a while ago, a kid will do something so bad I can't do anything about, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've had kids that made mistakes shooting a gun in a house and with people in there and being arrested for it. Well, I couldn't help him. I mean, that's he's going to have to go to jail, you know.
Right.
And I hate it, though. I hate it when I can't help him. But I'm going to help him if I can. You know, somebody asked me a question one time, why do you give second chances? And I said, well, don't you read the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, don't you read the Bible, man? And so anyway, I'm going to do it when I can because, Ron, we don't need to be throwing these kids back out on the street.
Right.
That's our problem now, the poor kids. You know, the biggest breakdown we've got in our society today, to me, is the family.
Right.
You know, so many of these young men do not have a mother and a daddy.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have one of them missing. They might have both of them missing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the absence of the man in the home, so many of these kids don't have that, and I feel so sorry for them.
Coach Bowden, you've coached for, I believe, like 6 decades now. You've spanned over 6 decades.
Right.
What have you seen? I hear that question a lot because I'm at 4 decades now, but you've been at 6 decades. What have you seen personally in terms of how the culture has changed for these young boys over the years?
That's a good question, Ron, and I've answered that nationally. I mean, I've been on national radio. Joe Paterno and I were hooked up when we both got into the Hall of Fame. We were hooked up all over the nation on radio, and we were asked that question. And, of course, Joe gave his answer. And then they asked me that. Well, I was ready for it. I said, these boys haven't changed at all. They haven't changed at all. I said, the people have changed their parents. I said, their parents have quit raising them. The parents are running off having a good time and leaving those kids at home. Kid gets out of school at 3 o'clock, goes home, nobody's there. He can go do anything he wants to do, you know?
Mm.
And I said, the parents are the ones that have changed. But the boy is still basically the same.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come to Iran and have had no discipline at home, have had nobody to guide them and direct them and discipline them, then we coaches have got to be their daddy.
Mm.
That's what I tell my coaches. Man, we might be the closest thing to a daddy he gets. You know what? And we have got to take that responsibility.
You know, Coach, what I hear you saying is basically the problems are the same when you look at the inner core of people.
Yeah.
But also the scriptures teach us that the answer is the same because the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's something, Ron, that people forget. Now, let me give you an example. 2 Chronicles 7:14. When God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive them their sins and I'll heal their land. Now, if there's anything else America needs right now, any more than that, I don't know what it is. And that was given to us 3,500 years ago.
Wow. Coach Bowden, it's always a pleasure. You're loaded with wit and color, but you're also loaded with wisdom and depth because of your relationship with Jesus Christ. You're kind of a modern-day Moses today, leading the way for many folks.
Well, I thank you, Ron, and I'll never forget the time I tried to hire you down here, but you were making so doggone much money I couldn't get you, and me and you would have had some fun, man. But anyway, I sure appreciate that, but I'm so proud of what you're doing.
Well, Lord bless you, Coach Bowden. Thanks for being with us. That's Coach Bobby Bowden, head football coach at Florida State, with us on Sharing the Victory. As I mentioned at the top of the show, this is our last program. And up next, I'll have FCA President Les Steckel with me. And we just want to talk to you why this is going to be our last show. And we really want you to hear this. So please, don't go anywhere. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back with Coach Les Steckel on Sharing the Victory.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports. But your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine. Published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. Here's a quick hit from Texas Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton.
I went for the worldly things, you know, when I got drafted and got money, and it was never satisfying, and pretty much almost lost everything I had, and God was right there waiting for me to come back to him, and I'm so happy he is a God that, you know, you can have more than one chance with. His mercy and grace was just... has been so astonishing to me.
Quick hit from FCA.
I sure have mixed emotions as we close our show here today. As we mentioned at the top, this is our last show. And with me, I'm honored to have our familiar guest, the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Ministry, Les Steckel. And you know, Les, you and I prayed about a radio show for a number of years, and God opened up incredible doors for it to happen. And here we are now, sadly, really, in some respects, and yet we trust the sovereignty of God, getting ready to finish up our last show here. And I just wanted to open it up to you. What are your impressions? What are your thoughts about what took place with the radio show and so forth?
Well, as you said, Ron, it was a dream of ours, and certainly the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was excited about it. When I came on board as president 4 years ago, I really believe God was showing me some things that really made a difference in my approach to the place that he brought me. And he talked about this ministry that ministers to athletes and coaches and how they impact not only their campuses where they coach and participate in sports, but their communities as well. And then, you know, I saw the morale of our staff people out there, 900-plus staff living on donations month to month, as we have been trying to do here to survive with the radio show. And he talked about, as Lord shared with me, money. You know, money, morale, and ministry. It always comes down to a money issue oftentimes. When it comes to providing resources to advance different thoughts, inventions, and certainly this was a creative idea for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to simply, the last M I'm referring to is marketing. So it's ministry and morale and money and marketing, and I know Tom Landry, the great legendary coach with the Dallas Cowboys, Hall of Fame coach, always said FCA was the best-kept secret, and it's been our dream to make sure the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is a household name and everyone would shout it from the rooftops. And we've seen some amazing things happen just in these last 3 or 4 years, particularly with our radio show, that I just get excited to see what this show, how it reached out to people. And, you know, Ron, I said that I had a vision of men going to a high school game on a Saturday night or a college game on a Saturday morning and hearing our show and having comments like, did you hear what Joe Gibbs just said? He said he gave his life to Jesus Christ, and he surrendered it all to Jesus Christ. And I could see men in the parking lot looking at each other, staring at each other. I heard him. I heard that's what he said. But I have a comment. Of all the comments that we have received over the last several years, here's one that's my favorite. And let me read it to you from someone in Texas. It said, when I moved to Texas 14 years ago, I realized that I needed to learn something about sports in order to fit in, and how true that is in the great state of Texas. I still don't know that much about sports, but I love to listen to your broadcast. Every once in a while, I can wow someone by telling them who's a Christian on their team or by recounting a testimony that someone gave on your show. I so enjoy hearing the positive side of professional sports and how the Lord is moving amongst high school and college athletes. Mr. Brown, and that's certainly you, Ron, seems to share the love of sports on what sounds like a pastoral level. Keep it up, guys. When women start listening to a sports program, you know you're good. God bless. I get choked up, Ron, just thinking about what this dream was and how it has touched so many people who've listened to it. And I'm still moved by a dear friend who told me one day on a radio show, she pulled over to the side of the road and accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord, and how it made a difference in her life and later in her marriage. And I just know it's making has made a difference for many, many people.
Well, Les, you know, I think in just on behalf of the nation who was listening and being fed by the Spirit of God through the show, I just want to thank you for having the courage to step out and to initiate and launch a radio program with this ministry. And radio shows don't grow on trees, you know, Les. I mean, this was a God thing. And so there's so many people to thank. It's again, I just thank God. It was a dream come true for me to be able to host such a show with so many incredible people. But thank you, Les, for the vision of carrying it through. And like, where there's death in Christ, there's always resurrection. So God will do something and to come out of this thing that to bring about his glory. And the labor was not in vain.
No, it really wasn't. And I believe we were able to fulfill some of the purposes of our program to let everyone know we were Christ-centered. And certainly we wanted to market FCA, let them know about our ministry and how we impact the world of sports. And I'm convinced we reached the lost through this. Just made an impact. So we want everyone to know FCA isn't going away, just the radio show right now. But if you ever want to download some of the great interviews that we've had over the last 2 years, you can go to sharingthevictoryradio.com. That's sharingthevictoryradio.com. And if you do, as listeners, want to send comments our way, send them to sharingthevictory at 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, and that zip code is 64129. Again, it's Sharing the Victory at 8701 Leeds, L-E-E-D-S Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. And lastly, Ron, I thank you for your many years of friendship over the years in the coaching ranks. I appreciate all the time and energy you've put in, particularly now coaching and doing this as well. So maybe there's some listeners out there that say we want to rally together and help this situation, because the only reason we're going away is because today's global economy is becoming quite challenging. And I just hope and pray that I know we have a great God of second chances, and maybe we'll get one in the near future.
Well, Les, thank you, and I sure enjoyed this piece of heaven on earth as well. And so we'll sign off in the name of Jesus, and we'll invite the prayers of the listeners around America, and may God be glorified even as we exit. Thanks for everything, Les. God bless you. Thanks for all of your Coach's Corner talks. Very inspiring. And may God continue to pour his blessing and his favor and his love upon you as you lead the FCA ministry nationally.
Well, one more last thank you to all those great listeners out there that tuned in on Saturdays. Godspeed to everyone. And we sure hope we've recruited them to a great team called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Thanks, Les. I'll be back with some closing thoughts. Don't turn that dial yet.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at fca.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at fca.org. That's fca.org. At FCA, we're touching millions one heart at a time. Since 1954, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been putting the heart and soul in sports by challenging athletes and coaches to impact the world for Jesus Christ. As the largest sports ministry in the world, FCA now reaches over 2 million people annually on the professional, college, high school, junior high, and youth levels. Through this shared passion for athletics and faith, lives are changed, one heart at a time. Learn more at FCA.org.
We're going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. I love what the Lord God has done through this radio program, and I love the fact that so many of you were touched by the gospel of Jesus Christ through the vehicle of sports. And God has called us to steward sports for His glory, and what an honor it was to be the host of this program for the last couple of years. And I just want to lead us in prayer on our way out of here, and because this has been certainly something that's been based on continuing prayer. So if you let me lead you, that would be an honor. Father, we just thank you for the vehicle that you chose through this radio program to remind people of the gospel of Jesus Christ and how we get to express that through the vehicle of sports. Sports is such a passion for so many of us out here, Lord, across this nation, across the world. And you tell us in your word that whatsoever we do in word or deed, that we should all be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we sought to do that. Father, I'm sad that this radio program has to leave us right now, but we know that you have a perfect plan. And Father, we just would pray that that which has touched the lives of so many out there, Lord, would be continued on, that the Holy Spirit would move across America and the world, Lord, for those who love sports, those who are called to the vehicle of sports as Christians, that they would be reminded that this is an honor, Lord, to feel your pleasure as we do sports, God, as we raise our children up in the sports world. And I pray, Father, that many lives would come to Christ because coaches and athletes and parents involved in sports would be sharing their faith throughout locker rooms and playgrounds and all sorts of opportunities to share Christ. Father, thank you for the privilege. And where there's death, there's resurrection. We believe that there will be a resurrection of that which has been taught throughout these last 2 years on the Sharing the Victory radio program. We praise you and we give you glory and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. And remember, as we exit this show, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, thank you. Thank you so much for listening these last 2 years. Have a great life in Christ.
Remember that you can go to sharingthevictoryradio.com to listen to past programs. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. There's also a place to email any questions or comments you may have. You can also contact us by phone at 1-866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have a wonderful day. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.